that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I am PK.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
How do I download your show? How do I do it? How do I download it? Just want to know.
Hello.
What was wrong with that guy?
Listen, we understand that we have listeners across all spectrums of intelligence.
I thought you were going to say across all of the spectrum.
Well, that too. I'm guessing he was listening maybe via the online player, perhaps.
Oh, okay.
But there's that link underneath the online player, unless it's not there, but I'm pretty positive it is, that says right-click here to download the episode.
Do we need to reach out to the technical team of Big Kev's Geek Stuff in order to find out if that button is missing?
No, I'm pretty positive it's there because I looked.
Oh, okay.
I looked. It's not even a button. It's just some text.
You didn't believe your eyes, did you?
No.
What's wrong with you?
So, sir, I believe if you look closely underneath the player, it says right click here to download the episode. And then you can right click there to download the episode. And then at the top of the page, the very tippy top, it says subscribe to the show. And if you click on that, it will open up the feed, the RSS feed for you, which you can either dump in your whatever podcast player you might use, like Beyond Pod or whatever one you might use. Or it should work with iTunes as well.
Right.
You click on it. So those are your options. But thank you for listening. I'm sorry you found it difficult to navigate fairly simple directions on how to get the show. It happens.
No, it happens.
It happens, and thank you.
Sometimes the easiest directions are the most complicated.
Sure. Sure.
How'd that sound?
Sounded
sincere?
Sure. We'll go with yes.
Sincere is what I was going for.
With that being said, this is episode 388.
Oh, my God.
Of Big Kev's Geeks.
Only 12 weeks till 400.
I know. Well, let's not call it 12 weeks. Let's say 12 episodes.
12 episodes.
Because we already know it's not 12 weeks.
If it was 12 weeks, though, that would still be like, what, 4 times 3, October, November. That would put us almost at the end of
the
year.
It's going to get real close.
It is.
Depends on how many we miss.
I was going to say, you know the 400th ain't happening until 2016.
I think 400 is going to be, might be the first episode in 2016.
Could be.
Which I'd be okay with. It's kind of a good way to kick off the year and everything else.
It's also you planning on bagging shows so that we can live up to that expectation.
Well, no, but we already know. I can tell you 2 weeks for sure that 1 week that we won't be here, 1 week for sure that I won't be here. So if you and PK decide to do it, but we're not going to be here the Wednesday before New York Comic Con.
Oh, that's true.
So that show's gone.
Do you know what we have that night?
Well, I know what you have that night. I can't attend that this year.
Why?
Because that's my anniversary.
Oh, really?
And that's that's a hard sell.
Can't you like be like, but we'll go out on the previous weekend?
Yeah, we'll go out the weekend. Oh, no, it doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
The previous week,
I don't think so, but that's all right.
Man.
That's all right.
I could get her in.
And maybe, then
could that be like a way you can celebrate your Come on, we're having an anniversary party. It just looks like a Hasbro presentation.
That's it. That's all. And then I know that I'm away the week before the week leading into Christmas. I'm gone that week.
Oh, you're going to Disney.
I am. Oh, so that week, is at least I'm not here. If you and PK are here.
But I'm it's probably the right thing to do.
The following week is also New Year's, so we traditionally take a week or two off at the end of the year to decompress.
Yeah, there's no way we're getting a 400.
I don't think we're getting a 400 by the end of the year.
What if we squoze two in
a week? We could really could go back and relabel last week's episode of Flick as 388 and label this week's episode as 389.
Oh, was there a segment of Flick last week?
We didn't have a show last week.
Right.
So PK brought back Flick for a mini episode of Flick, and we had a brand new game stuff last week. So we did have content. We try to bring you content every week.
So we didn't say it was 388, though.
We did not name it 388 because
that's probably a good
idea. It's really the geek stuff.
Sure.
Is the numbering sequence.
It would need to have one of us in it.
But we could, it does have one of us in it technically.
So technically, are you the Daltrey or the Townsend?
I'm the somebody.
You kind of look like the Townsend.
Which one was the one looking at kiddie porn? I'm not that one.
That would be the Townsend.
I'm not that guy.
And he wasn't looking at kiddie porn.
Yeah, he was researching.
He was.
Sure, he was.
He was totally exonerated.
Sure, he was. Jared from Subway was researching too.
Oh, jeez. Not the same thing. Jared paid to have sex with minors or something.
Yep.
Research. Yeah, that's okay.
Anyway.
All right.
We are calling this episode. We should name the episode.
Yeah, we're calling it Making Mannequin.
We are calling it Making Mannequin.
And we'll get to that in the news.
Well, we should get right into it, I think.
All right. Hot rumor coming off the press.
But I'm glad you said hot rumor, because I think it's hot garbage, to be quite honest with you.
I don't know. It's pretty getting a lot of play.
All right. Actually, I think half of the rumor is garbage,
okay,
and half of it is legit.
So the rumor is that a crew of trainers,
right,
fight choreographers and other trainers have come from England,
yes,
to somewhere in America,
right,
to train
Hayden Christensen
for an appearance as Anakin Skywalker in episode 8.
Okay, right. So that's the part of the rumor that I think is very possibly legit.
Right.
I don't necessarily hate that.
No.
Rumor. I'm okay with that.
Because it would have to be a flashback.
Of course it is.
Unless he's a clone, which that's the other part of the rumor, right?
I suspect what it is. Can I interject what
of
it
course.
Is?
Of course.
I suspect what it is that Kylo Ren and his
obsession with Vader
is studying holocron video of Vader. Yeah, everything about him.
Totally.
That's what I think it is. And I'm okay with that. It makes sense within the story. Here's the part of the rumor I don't believe. I don't believe they're resurrecting Vader as a clone.
No, I don't believe
or
that.
As a robot or any of that bullshit. I think that is all bullshit.
Yeah, I can't see that as a viable.
Yeah, no.
Now, they did it in the books, not with Vader, with Palpatine.
With Palpatine.
And
it wasn't...
No, it wasn't really good.
It wasn't good.
And B, it kind of was like there are better things to do. Also, another hot Star Wars rumor is that we may see a very familiar Imperial character from the novels make his appearance at the end of episode 7.
Okay. Which character?
Any ideas?
No.
Imperial guy, very, very, very popular Imperial guy the books that followed.
Thrawn?
Thrawn.
Was he Imperial, though? I thought Thrawn was. Was he Imperial?
Yeah.
I guess he was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. For some reason, I thought he was that other faction. No, wasn't he? Oh, no, Shizor was a different faction.
Shizor was a different faction.
Who knew? but Thrawn, no, right, Imperial. Okay.
Yeah, so the rumor is that somebody is, I guess someone's having a conversation with somebody who obviously they're afraid of and so on and so forth, and that the rumor is that could be Thrawn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely opposed to that.
No, why would you be?
Before we talk a little bit more about this, we actually have another voicemail I think that would be appropriate to play now.
Sure, yeah, let's play that.
All right.
Hey, this is Agent Smith with the communique. About The Force Awakens, I hear Kev always talking about this character is going to be the son of Han Solo, and this is going to be the daughter, but for my money, I think that there's only one character who is going to be of a bloodline stemming back from the original cast. And his name is Finn Calrissian. That's right. Finn Calrissian. Who better? Who better to be the next line of Jedi than a smooth motherfucker? Mic drop.
It's been a while since Agent Smith has checked
Wow.
in. Hey, look, I'm down with that.
With a communique.
Finn Calrissian? I'm down with it.
It's so not what's
Come
happening.
Come on. Look, on a very... it's Agent, so not what's happening.
Agent Smith playing the race cards, sir.
It's so... I think he was being very tongue-in-cheek, honestly. But that being said, it would be really kind of funny if that's what it was. Like, and I love Lando. Like, Lando's appearance in Rebels is like, that's one of the best episodes. So right. I'm down with that.
I don't think so.
Let's talk about Rebels real quick. By the way. Season 2 is coming back shortly.
Yes.
Season 1 is out on the Blu-ray,
yes.
by the way.
I haven't picked it up
ago.
Yet.
I have a copy of it, and I've started rewatching it because I needed to, because I wanted to refresh
love it
a little bit. I love it. So there was a behind-the-scenes video
for
was released
two?
Yeah, last week that has everything to do with the return of Rex. Now, Rex already made an appearance, right, in one episode? Yeah, didn't he make an appearance already?
No. No, he did not.
I thought he made an appearance.
No, sir.
Already. He didn't.
Nope, the big reveal.
Didn't Ezra run into him in one episode?
No.
In the first episode of season two, the mini movie. Wasn't Rex in that?
Oh, I think at the very end. But that's season two, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. But what I mean is, because season two is
broken up
for
possible.
Whatever
reason. But we're going to get a whole bunch of them.
We're going to get a bunch of clones.
Bunch of popular clones.
A bunch of very popular clones. And that's cool. I'm down with that also.
Totally.
And, you know, that little behind-the-scenes featurette that kind of explain how, you know, Ezra isn't really familiar with them, and so he doesn't have the animosity that Kanan has towards them.
A lot. I like the way they're playing that, too.
Now, you're going to have to fill in a hole for me
knowledge-base-wise,
because I still have not seen all of Clone Wars.
Uh-huh.
But one of the things they mention in the
Wait a minute. How have you not seen all of Clone Wars?
Because I didn't watch it when it was on.
But you're rewatching Rebels?
And I haven't caught up on it. Yeah, I know. Because I know.
You could blow through Clone Wars in a Saturday.
What? 8 seasons of it?
You didn't see none of it.
I've saw all of season 1. That's all and half of season 2.
Well, yeah, you need
I need several Saturdays.
Yes, you need at least 2.
But anyway, one of the things they said in this video was that we learn, and I couldn't tell if he said we learned or we learn that Rex and the other clones that we're going to see were not part of Order 66. Not 66. Order 66.
Order 66.
Yeah, they were not part of... Did we learn that in Clone Wars, or is that something new that we're learning?
That's totally new.
So that kind of lends them to being
on
the right side of the Force, so to speak.
I'll be real honest here.
Yeah.
I hope that is not the case.
Okay, why?
Because I just think to just single those are the only handful of clones that weren't affected happen to be the named character clones that we enjoy.
I don't think it's just going to be the handful. I suspect maybe it's Rex's entire squadron.
But
and maybe there's only a handful that still survived.
But why would that be? Because
maybe they were loyal to Yoda and the Emperor knew that.
This happened. This is part of their DNA. This is part of it's built into all of the clones.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why I want to see what that explanation is going to be.
When they got the order, though, wasn't it a communication?
Execute Order 66. And without batting an eye, they just started shooting.
Right. But my point is the communication didn't come to them telepathically.
No.
The communication came. So if all of them were trained, except for a select group, and they knew what Order 66 was.
I don't think it's a training. I think it's like a trigger word. Think like in the Fruity Odie bars,
right?
When River goes nuts.
I get it,
in Serenity.
But River, something still had to happen to River in order to have that happen to her, right?
Yeah.
She had to be brainwashed.
True.
So,
however, I don't think that's the case with the clones. I think it's part of their. Don't forget, they're all like programmed.
I guess it'll be explained.
Well, let's hope so.
I can't imagine they're just going to toss it out there.
Not us.
Because, especially Rebels has done a very good job of explaining things and trying to tell a strong story. So I have faith in them that if that's the way that they're going, they'll have an explanation for it. You might not like it.
Right.
But I suspect they'll have something.
And they're really starting to fill in that gap between four and three, are they not?
They gotta.
I mean, so much stuff. You have Rebels. You have the book Shattered,
yep.
which takes place. Oh, no. Shattered's between. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean between three and four. I meant between four and Force Awakens.
Yeah.
You have the book, the comic book Shattered Empire.
Right.
And then you have the other one, which is
Aftermath. Which.
And a whole bunch of other books in there, apparently.
I have not heard good things about Aftermath.
You know what?
It is getting critically panned.
I didn't hear that.
By
really?
A lot of reviewers.
Oh,
and
wow.
I wish PK was here. He'll talk about it next week because he right. read it.
And he hates it?
Boy, did he hate it.
You know why? I think a lot of people don't like what happens to some of the characters that they enjoy.
That's not the impression that I got from PK. The impression that I got is that it was a lot of useless fluff information that actually doesn't do anything other than just tell a story that happens to take place in – it doesn't further the story at all.
I
think people were hoping for something that actually
– It's a history
furthers
book.
The story. Right. It's more Cimmerillian than, it is,
gotcha.
Than it is Hobbit.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. So anyway – Let's move past Star Wars for a little bit.
How can we? God, it's
Do you have something else?
No, it's like 6 minutes away from now, isn't it?
I think
tickets go on sale in October.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
Unbelievable.
And we're gonna talk more about Star Wars in segment two when we get to product.
Oh yeah.
But I want to move on with the news.
Go.
I know that you have not yet watched, but I'm just gonna quickly throw out there. I did watch Blindspot. And I did watch Minority Report.
Oh, yeah? How was Minority Report? I taped it.
Well, let me get to Blindspot first.
DVR'd
you know which one Blindspot is? That's the one with Jamie Alexander?
Yeah.
I actually really liked it. I hope that it doesn't become too formulaic, but it's an interesting concept.
Okay.
Minority Report, I liked it more than I thought I was going to like it, but it really felt like a pilot. Like, it really felt like we got to get as much shit in there as possible.
That's fine. That's what a pilot does.
So, absolutely. So, I'm not saying I'm writing it off. I enjoyed it.
Sure.
But, like, they really pushed, like, the technology in your face. Like, it was almost kind of like, you really didn't need that sequence. Like, we get it. We kind of remember what's going on here a little bit.
I think that they wanted to establish that for people maybe who haven't seen the film in a long time or have never seen the film.
Sure. So, I will give it a go. I have not watched The Muppets yet.
I didn't tape it. Oh, man. I hope it's on.
But I've heard good things. I've heard good things.
Mm-hmm.
All the negative things I've heard are from people who clearly don't understand The Muppets.
Right.
Like, I don't know what audience is for. It's clearly not for kids. And it's like, well, neither were the original Muppets.
Right.
Honestly. Like, at the time, they were not for kids. They probably could be for kids now because of what's acceptable now versus then.
Times have a changed.
But there were some serious topics that were tackled. And it was a late night show. It was an evening show. It was technically after bedtime. And the guests on that show were not familiar to children. They were familiar to adults.
More or less.
Right? I mean, and Henson's – I mean, that was Henson's kind of vision.
Mm-hmm.
So – but I've heard good things about it, so I'm really interested in watching it. I heard it's kind of like 30 Rock meets The Office.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
But with the Muppets.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I'm okay with all of those things.
I hope Mark Hamill does an episode.
That would be awesome.
He did it on the original.
He did. He did it in season one, too. It was one of the early episodes.
So, yeah.
So there you go. That was new TV thus far. I don't know. I know other shows have come back, but I think out of the new shows, those were the ones I checked out.
Right.
Let's see. What else do we have? Jessica Jones. We saw our first teaser, sort of, for Jessica Jones.
Right.
And it was just a bunch of flashing images. And then at the end, it says, it's time the world knew her name, which is very apropos, because no one knows who fucking Jessica
exactly.
Jones is. Exactly. So that... But I mean,
it works on so many
if
levels.
That's the angle they're taking. That's okay. We do know now that we're getting it November 20th, so we're less than 2 months away from the premiere of that. I don't know. I'm excited insofar as I like how they've handled everything else so far.
Right.
I'm interested because I was never a huge fan of Alias. Like, I liked it, but it wasn't amazing. It was good, but not great.
Right.
So I don't know how I feel about it. Stick is coming back for Daredevil season two.
Mm-hmm.
That was confirmed. Although I didn't see how that wasn't not possible anyway.
Like, I didn't either.
I just assumed he'd be back. They kind of have a story that's happening with him that they just left it hanging.
I think also because he's going to be in the, well, not him, but his son is going to be in the new book.
Oh, okay.
And being trained by Daredevil.
By Daredevil?
Yeah, that's kind of the thrust of
See that one scene with Stick and what we assume, I think, is Stone talking about Elektra.
Right.
And if Elektra is in season two, then it makes sense that Stick has to come back in some capacity. So
yep.
I'm not surprised by any of that.
No.
No.
Did you see the news out of Marvel Comics? I'm not talking about TV shows. The X-Men, what they're doing with the X-Men books. I guess there's a new virus now.
All right.
Did you hear this?
Kill them all.
Yeah, but hold on. I gotta find this. There's a new virus now targeting mutants, of course, and somehow replacing them with... Hold on. I don't want to misquote this.
Pod X-Men.
No. Okay.
Replacing them with Deadpool.
All right, here you go.
Versions of themselves.
In the all-new, all-different X-Men, Extraordinary X-Men that's coming out
all
in
terrible.
October, mutants have been universally sterilized by the same event that is activating the power of Inhumans across the world. And that same event also led to the death of a number of mutants. Our kind is dying, and no new mutants are manifesting, one character asks, but they don't say who the character is. This is all there is. And that's something that Storm is speaking to this one character. So I don't know about you, but to me, this sounds like Disney.
Scrubbing.
Like, we got the Inhumans coming out on S.H.I.E.L.D. The movie's in a couple years. Fuck Fox. Again.
Yeah, they're never going to get rid of the X-Men. So let's just be
of
clear about that.
Of course not.
But can they marginalize them? Yeah, sure. Look at the FF.
All they have to do is marginalize them for... All they have to do is marginalize them to highlight the Inhumans.
Right.
For just enough time to build interest in the Inhumans to sell the Inhumans.
That's it.
I mean, that's so good on Disney, bad on Disney. I don't know, because I like the X-Men. I mean, not in current.
Right.
I haven't read an X-Men book in quite some time. But
little
overall, I like the X-Men.
Little DC news.
Yeah, go for it.
DC canceled a number of books today that they promised were going to run 12 issues.
Okay.
And are being canceled at 6.
Uh-oh.
Because that's what a promise is worth.
Sure.
Amongst them, I think the biggest loss in the pile is Batman 66.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's getting canceled.
I really enjoyed it. And that said, kind of glad because I'm not sure, but I'm hoping they'll put together like a complete.
Uh-huh.
Because I'd love to have that all in one volume. They also canceled Omega Men, Lobo and the Justice League, I think is what the book's called. And a couple of other books that you probably haven't heard of and don't give a shit about anyway.
Fair enough.
But that's kind of, I think the news portion of this is that DC said these books were going to get 12 issues before they made a decision whether to cancel or not. And these apparently were bad enough to get bagged at 6, which I find hard to believe for Batman 66, because I know a lot of cats who are reading that book and who are enjoying that book and have bought the trade and bought the one with the Green Hornet. I think Kevin Smith did one with Green Hornet.
Yep.
I think everybody was kind of digging that book. And they pulled the plug.
Oof. Well, I mean, I guess I wish they'd pull the plug on some of their movies. Speaking of movies and the DC Cinematic Universe, do we want to go there or do we want to stick with Marvel? Go back to Marvel for a minute. Your call.
No, we can bounce back and forth. So Marvel.
Let's go back to Marvel. So Rachel McAdams has confirmed that she will be playing a role in Doctor Strange. Of course, the role is still not named, but she will be in Doctor Strange.
Just upping the Doctor Strange ante like 100%, putting Rachel McAdams in it.
Of course. And I'm okay with that. We talked about it when the rumor first came out.
God, she's hot.
And look, I'm interested in Doctor Strange. Rachel, I like that character.
Oh, my God. I just saw art from the new book, by the way. The new Doctor Strange book, Carlos Pacheco.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wait, is it Carlos Pacheco or is it Chris Bachalo?
Okay, wait. Now, I like both of those guys.
I think it's Bachalo.
Chris Bachalo. Bachalo. He's one of my all-time.
I know.
All-time.
I think it's Chris Bachalo.
Yeah, his art is so...
So good.
So good.
Yeah. And he's doing the Doctor Strange book. That's I also saw... What did I see? I saw art from some other book. Oh, I saw the art from the new Batman Weekly book.
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called this year. But, you know, they did one like a weekly. I can't remember what it's called. But that's like every Batman guy you've ever loved, like Tony McDaniel and Scott, what's his name? And like it's all the greatest Batman family guys on one book that comes out every week.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, the art was amazing.
Very cool. All right.
Yeah, definitely cool.
One more quick hit on...
What was the Marvel thing?
Well, it was Rachel McAdams.
Oh, right. And so what was the DC thing?
Hold on. Let me knock out Marvel.
Okay.
And then we'll
all righty.
Director Rupert Wyatt.
This is what happens.
Gambit movie.
This is what happens when PK isn't here.
What?
We to control focus? Things. We're all just all over the place.
We're not akimbo
yet.
We
look at PK and that one vein in his forehead is popping because we're not like sticking to the...
The shut up vein?
The playlist.
Listen.
You deviated.
That's right. There's a no-holds barred episode.
I had sounds set up here.
When they work. You know. PK. So Rupert Wyatt left the Gambit movie. He's no longer going to be directing the film.
Enjoy your week in the barrel, PK.
That's right. He will no longer be directing the film.
Oh, the Gambit movie?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So whatever. I mean,
no one cares.
No one cares. All right. Let's go back. Let's go back to DC.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go to TV first.
Was it creative differences? Just... As a last note on that Gambit thing?
I believe it was creative.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Which means he looked at it and said...
Or did he? Or was he in the middle of going, this is going to be the greatest movie ever, and they came over and said, hey, we got to have Deadpool in here.
Yeah, it could be. Actually, one more Marvel thing very quickly. We have a confirmed age. I don't know why this is news, but a lot of people were talking about it. We have a confirmed age for Peter Parker. The new Peter Parker.
15.
15.
I knew it.
Which makes sense. He's in high school still. He has his powers, so he's had it probably for at least
kid.
A year or two.
Right.
So there you go.
Has he debuted as Spider-Man? Do we know that?
He's debuted. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
When the Spider-Man movie comes out, he will have already been Spider-Man.
Right.
When Civil War comes out, he will have already been Spider-Man.
Got it.
They
Got
are
it.
Not origining no, Spider-Man anymore.
I didn't think that they were origining him per
no,
se.
No, he is already Spider-Man in all instances of him going forward.
Got it.
I'm okay with all of those things. All right.
Spider-Man. Does he make his own web shooters?
There's some controversy.
Oh, what's the controversy? We're not going back to...
No. Oh. We are not going back to genetics. The controversy is that he does not make his own shooters, possibly, that Tony Stark makes his own shooters.
Come on.
Now, if that's the case, I have a major issue with that. Because one of the things that is pretty important to Peter Parker is that he is a science nerd, and he is an inventor, and he's really fucking smart.
Iron Spider.
Yeah, no. Fuck Iron Spider. Right in the eye. So, I really hope that Tony does not make...
Iron Spider. Doesn't work.
Like, I'd almost be okay if... No, in no incarnation am I okay with Tony meddling. I was going to say I'd almost be okay if maybe Peter made them and then Tony was like, here's an improvement. But no. Peter should make them. He should make the fluid. He should make the web shooters. And that's the end of it.
He's 15. He's making plenty of fluid.
There you go. I hope Tony has nothing to do with it.
Just saying.
All... Way, shapes, and forms.
Just saying.
All right, DC. TV first. Gotham came back this week, and I hear it's still a steaming pile of shit.
Oh, I accidentally watched 5 minutes of it, not realizing it was Gotham. And then I was like, wow, what piece of shit TV show? So, oh, it's Gotham.
All right, so I'm not watching it, but the rumors that I'm hearing are just making me so mad again. So that character they introduced in season one, Jerome, who they're saying is going to eventually become... The Joker, right? They're playing him up pretty heavy in season two. That's fine.
He's all over the advertisements.
Which, look, if that's the way they're going, I'm fine with that. He doesn't become the Joker, obviously, until Bruce Wayne becomes Batman. Because
really?
Batman makes him the Joker.
No.
So... What do you mean, no?
Not in the... No. Mm-mm. No.
Not in what?
No.
Not on Gotham?
Yeah, you're right. Go on.
What were you going to say? I need to know.
His original origin has nothing to do with Batman making him the Joker.
The original origin doesn't have Batman knocking him into the vat?
No. Mm-mm. He was thrown in, but not by Batman.
Who was he thrown in by?
Gangsters.
No.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Wasn't it Batman? Yeah, but no. Didn't it happen in a battle with Batman?
No.
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not. because it's been so, you know, it's been so mishash.
Yeah, I was
look anyway. Heath Ledger Joker, not an origin having to do with Batman. Jack Nicholson Joker dropped in by Batman. Yeah. So I mean, there's a bunch of different versions.
But I even thought when he's the
Red Hood, which is when he in the comics.
But he's not the Joker yet. When he's the Red Hood, he's the Red Hood.
Correct. Right. But he gets knocked in when he's the Red Hood.
I thought that Batman was going after the Red Hood gang and knocked him in.
There's a number.
And I thought during the Killing Joke, when they revisit that origin story,
yeah,
I thought it was Batman as well. I could be I don't remember it 100%.
Honestly, yeah, I don't remember it 100% either. Because it's been presented so many different ways.
Somebody will undoubtedly correct us. And when they do, they can call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And tell us what version of the Joker origin you like the most.
Yeah, that's really it. I like the Heath Ledger version. They don't know shit about him.
Sure,
nothing.
That's okay.
Nothing. There's no fingerprint. There's nothing. They know absolutely nothing about him.
That being said.
Yep.
One of the other rumors that I saw floating around today that almost made me stab myself in the eyes.
Yes.
Was that they're potentially turning and they're starting to tease Barbara Keene, Detective Gordon's ex-wife on the show. Barbara Keene, right? Keene, to become Harley Quinn. So Jerome is a kid, and Harley Quinn
is
in her mid-30s.
Sexy.
Wait, what?
That's very
sexy. In what universe?
Florida.
Fuck that show.
In Florida.
Fuck that show.
That relationship would be totally fine.
I hate that show.
Especially if Harley was his teacher.
I hate that show. I'm just saying.
Do we know anybody?
People
we actually
know.
I personally know that likes that program.
But there are people that talk its praises every week.
It's such desperation to have that world in their life every week. They want a good Batman show.
They call me a hater. And it's not a Batman show, assholes.
Well,
it's a Gordon show.
You are a hater.
It's a Bruce Wayne show at best. Bruce Wayne is a tertiary character on that shit show. It's the Penguin show.
The Penguin
Fuck that show. Anyway, Supergirl is coming soon this season.
Wow, and so much buzz about how great that is.
They're calling it ultra campy, but I'm hearing that it's intentionally ultra campy, so that's going to be interesting. But we got our first look at the Red Tornado that's going to be appearing on the show this week.
Oh, yeah?
And he looks like a 1950s Doctor Who villain. He looks like the worst Red Dwarf BBC special effects.
That's awesome.
Villain. If that's what they're going for, that's awesome. If they're going for any sort of serious interpretation of any of these characters, it's shameful. So you be the judge.
When do they make the big move and put them in your Arrow universe?
Never!
So you can really flip out.
All right, let's talk about Zack Snyder.
PK style.
Because it's been a while.
Who are we talking about?
Zack Snyder.
Oh, yeah.
So Zack Snyder, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, said in an interview that there was more Batman than Superman in Batman versus Superman. Because, you know, and I think his quote was something like, it's not an exact quote, but his quote was something
Superman.
Like, you just had a Superman movie. That was his quote. You had enough of Superman, which means we know Superman doesn't sell right now, but Batman sells, so here's Batman. And then this week he says, well, Batman versus Superman really is Man of Steel 2. Now, originally there was going to be a Man of Steel 2 that was separate from Batman versus Superman.
Uh-huh.
And then Man of Steel 2 got shelved, and now he's saying, well, Batman versus Superman is really Man of Steel 2, but we're not calling it Man of Steel 2, which is no surprise. It's just being formalized now.
Yeah.
So everything we speculated is what we formalized. So I'm going to go back to something we've been saying since Man of Steel happened. Man of Steel had to be as good as Iron Man 1 in order for this to work.
Correct.
And if there's no Man of Steel 2, you do not have the same momentum.
No, you're wrong.
Why?
No, Man of Steel – sorry – it wasn't Man of Steel that needed to be
Superman
good. It's not Man of Steel that needed to be good as Iron Man 1. It was Green Lantern needed to be as good
but
as
when
Iron
they,
Man.
But when they did Green Lantern and it flopped, and they again acknowledged that they were going to reboot the universe.
The comparison here should be like Captain America.
No, it shouldn't be.
Superman should have done as well as Captain America the first movie.
No, it had to do. No, it's got to be the starting point. Iron Man 1 was successful, which led to everything else allowing to come after it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So Man of Steel has to be on
Man
the
of
same
Steel
level.
Was not the first movie.
What was?
Green Lantern.
He's not part of this universe. They're rebooting Hal Jordan in this universe.
All right.
So that movie is scrapped.
Okay.
That movie is not part of this continuity.
Like the Banner Hulk?
Yes.
Okay.
Like the Banner Hulk. That movie is scrapped. Green Lantern dogs.
Did you say crap?
Yes, that too. All right. Anyway, let's move on.
Green Lantern dogs.
Can we move on?
Yes, sir.
All right. Actually, where are we at? We're at 37 minutes. I think we should take a break.
All right.
I've got a lot more news, but let's take a break.
We'll do some more news. Hey, I just noticed you're wearing your Star Wars sleepy pants there.
Because I'm sleepy.
And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 388, the one we're calling Making Mannequin.
Build the Millennium Falcon. A one-to-one replica of the original Empire Strikes Back movie prop. Working lights and stunning interior detail, complete with a moving ramp. Build the Millennium Falcon step by step with your comprehensive build guides, die-cast metal, and highly detailed resin parts. Call now or go online to buildmillenniumfalcon.com and get started today.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 388, the one we're calling Making Mannequin.
Making.
I almost didn't do it.
No G.
I know.
Making Mannequin.
You're right. My bad. Making.
Making. Like bacon.
Like bacon.
Yeah. Making Mannequin.
Bacon, like Anakin was at the end of Jedi.
Wow.
All right. Making Mannequin. I have a couple more things in the news I want to hit.
You could have went both ways there.
I could have.
End of Jedi, end of episode 3.
I really could have. All right.
So much bacon.
Very quickly, the Ghostbusters reboot. I just want to mention this. Ernie Hudson is set to appear. So now all three of the four remaining are set to make some sort of cameo.
Dan Aykroyd?
Yep, he's got a cameo as
well. Oh, I didn't know that.
So Bill Murray, Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson all have some sort of cameo.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. I'm glad that they're not playing their original characters, but I'm glad that they're making a cameo.
Meh.
I'm cool with it. All right. Very quickly. Did you see the trailer for The Jungle Book?
No.
The live-action Jungle Book?
No.
So...
Didn't we have one of these like 3 years ago?
We did, but that was not Disney. That was DreamWorks.
Oh.
This is actually an adaptation of Disney's version of The Jungle Book.
Gotcha.
Some interesting choices in casting, like Scarlett Johansson as the voice of Ka, which I thought was interesting. Ka is the snake.
The snake.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
Bill Murray is doing Baloo, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
But here was my takeaway from watching that trailer for that movie. It's scary as fuck. Like Shere Khan, who is Idris Elba, by the way, I believe.
Right.
That scene is kind of scary in the movie, but it's so fast and it's with the fire and
right.
You kind of lose it. It doesn't present as scary. Mm-hmm. It was scary. And King Louis, he looked like an angry monkey. He is not playing around.
You're an angry monkey, aren't you?
And I don't think there's any fun songs in this one.
No?
No. So I'm not sure who the audience for this is. Yoo-hoo, it's clearly not the same as the...
I want to be like you.
And so here's the other thing I have to say. I really like the original Jungle Book. Disney, stop fucking with my shit.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Just stop it. Stop it.
On the flip side, a brand new animated musical Tron will make its appearance.
No. Never. Never!
With fun songs.
Ugh. All right, one last thing. There's going to be a new comic book coming from Titan Comics later this year or early next year for Independence Day. It's going to link Independence Day Resurgence, which is the new movie that's coming, and the original film. So, I don't know. I'm still not sure that I need another Independence Day movie.
Uh-huh.
But I guess if they're going to try to link the two via comic book, it's not such a bad medium to do it. I'm not saying I'm going to read it, but
right.
It's at least an interesting choice.
Totally.
So that's it. You want to talk about some product?
Yeah, let's do it.
Before we talk about product that actually came out, let's talk about something that's coming out that I know interests me and I suspect interests you. We didn't talk about this on the show last week. Funko has announced its Smuggler's Bounty subscription box. Have you heard this yet?
Yeah, I saw a picture.
So this is their follow-up to the Marvel box. They have a Marvel subscription box as well.
Right.
It's $25 every other month. But if you do the annual subscription, you get the boxes. So you get six boxes, plus you get a bonus gift that's only available if you do the annual subscription.
Ooh. Like a bonus.
The debut box's theme is The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
It will contain two exclusive pop vinyls, obviously, as well as a host of other surprises from the film, other Funko-related surprises. So I suspect there's probably going to be a T-shirt in there. It's either going to be a Phasma or a Kylo Ren T-shirt.
So right now, somewhere in Ohio,
yeah,
Cleveland is flipping out.
I got to be honest with you, $25, six boxes, so that's what, $1.25, $1.50 for the year.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually considering it. I'm considering doing the yearly subscription. You have to sign up by November.
I want to know what the pops are. It's two pops.
It says two exclusives.
Uh-huh.
So it's got to be characters they haven't done before or variations on characters.
That's
they
what
haven't
I mean.
Done before.
Yeah.
Not that I don't. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm kind of interested in some of the other stuff that they have. Funko's got a lot of licenses. It'd be interesting to see what they can finagle.
Right.
Because you know Hasbro's got the master license. So
Nagle.
So what can they work in there?
I never made that connection.
In their breadth. I don't know. I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Sounds good.
So I'll probably check it out. Let's talk about product though.
I was gonna say, speaking of product, I had the opportunity to visit David Healy.
Oh, nice.
In his studio.
Oh, that's awesome.
And yes, and he has a number of fantastic products that he's working on. Have you seen the wrestler bounty hunter figures that he's been doing?
I've seen any of the ones he's teased on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like
the Boba Fett wrestler.
Yep, yep.
Oh, my God. Amazing. They're amazing.
Well, he does amazing work.
He does. And also, one of the things to take – well, I mean, you should definitely check out Healy Made.
Yes, you
right. Because that's like his. It's HealyMade.com. Yeah. I think he's gonna slaughter me.
The first order Duckula figure that he put out was awesome. By
awesome.
The way. That came out, I guess, a couple weeks ago. Right?
He's got great stuff. He's got really great stuff that he's working on, which I'm not gonna talk about because I don't want to blow it for anybody. But that series that he's doing now, really terrific stuff. There's a couple other things that he showed me he's working on, terrific. But you know what I really took away from being in Healy's studio?
What?
The 12-inch. Star Wars mass-produced
Hasbro ones?
Shampoo bottles.
The Hasbro ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
They're amazing. He has them set up.
The First Order Trooper looks really good.
No, they're all amazing.
Yeah.
Like, they're, and I was like, what are they? And he goes, they're the whatever they are. The $12,
Hasbro
whatever
ones,
they are. Yeah. Just 12-inch,
these,
4
these
points
are the ones that come
in the slim
box
that you can't find anywhere suddenly. No. They are amazing. And you don't need, like, the greatest part about it is like for us, we're just setting them up like, and they're perfectly fine just to stand
of course.
At attention.
They have 5 points of articulation.
Yeah,
right?
5, yeah. Right? And they have like, and he had Kylo Ren, and he had like, a flame trooper, he had a regular trooper, maybe a couple of regular troopers, maybe like a sergeant. Oh, and one comes with that vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, that walker vehicle thing. So like, I mean, I just thought they were amazing.
I probably should seek out a Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Just to have.
You're doing Kylo Ren, aren't you?
Well, you know what? For now, I'm doing Kylo Ren. I haven't made the full push yet. But I mean, I have the Black Series,
right.
The Funko Pop, and the 3¾. So
it's true.
I have 3.
You're on your way.
Well, look, I don't know. It's the Red Saber.
Do you think that's what it is? Well, the Red Saber.
Well, I like Maul.
I know.
I like Vader.
Uh huh.
I don't collect any other Sith.
That's
you know.
True.
I don't have like. I don't have Sidious, Dooku.
Right.
I don't do,
sure.
You know, any of the expanded universe guys that they've
right.
released plenty of figures of. It's really just those two. And Kylo Ren has picked my interest. So
that's
for
let's,
now.
Let's, yeah, until we find
and
out.
And look, to be honest with you, I made the judgment call on Darth Maul right away.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw the design, yep. I was like, they can kill that guy 5 minutes into the movie. I'm still going to buy that guy.
Right.
Like, I just like the design. I like
and
the Kylo Ren
little
design.
Did you know that they didn't kill him until like 2 hours into the movie.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And they didn't kill him in canon. He's, you know, alive.
Do you have something else? I don't want to cut you off.
No,
or
no.
Can we move
no,
on?
I'm done.
So Kylo Ren, everybody's going crazy over the saber that you the nice saber that you can buy.
So our friend Cosplay Vinny got one.
I'm going to say this now. I don't like it.
Okay. So,
and I'll tell you why, but you go first.
Well, what I was going to say is my jury is still out. And the reason is because I haven't held it yet. I can tell you that the hilt is amazing by all accounts.
Yeah.
It looks like a patchwork saber that somebody put together. Yep. There's like wires and weird shit. All the shit that you expect, right? The criticism I've heard is that the crossbar is too long.
Oh, well, that makes sense, but I get
and,
it.
And
that has something in there, so.
Yeah, and the other part is that it's kind of the same. Like, they didn't alter the technology. At least I'm getting the impression that it's not flickering enough to be an accurate version. Plus, it's a smooth blade.
That's my criticism.
So here's the thing. So Cosplay Vinny is like, I am already experimenting with ways on how to correct that situation.
That's an expensive experiment.
It's not, because if you do it in such a way that doesn't ruin the blade, you know, like, I mean, you know, we were discussing different appliques that you might put on. What about something like...
You might be able to put something on the blade.
Hot glue, sir.
So here's the thing. As a hilt, it looks great. Yeah. I will agree with you, right?
Oh, sorry,
go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's non-removable blade.
Yeah, but that's...
No, they went removable, and now they're all non-removable again.
Okay.
Yeah, just saying.
So
you still need the crappy Toys R Us one if you want to cosplay and have it hanging on your hip. Right.
So my issue is that conceptually, I like the hilt that Kylo Ren has, right? But I think the real appeal to that blade for me personally is the aesthetic of the blade itself.
Correct.
That sloppy, choppy, sputtering, muttering, shitty looking.
Sputtering, muttering.
You know what I'm talking about? That shitty looking blade.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's got a little crossbeam. It lights up separately. I dig how it works. Aesthetically, it's too clean for me.
I have to see it. Like, I have to. I agree
I've
with you.
I've seen it. I've seen video
if
of it.
No. I mean, if the blade.
If someone mods it.
Yeah.
Then maybe I'd be interested in a mod.
The jury, this is what I'm saying. The jury is out because I haven't seen how they've altered the electronics. And I'm told on the one hand that they did, and I'm told on another hand that they didn't. Cosplay Vinny is like unsure. He's like, well, I'm not sure because it kind of reminds me of them, but I'm not sure if it's different and blah, blah, blah.
I've seen it lit up and swung around, and it looks like the original technology. It looks like it lights up red.
Right.
It makes the noise.
Yeah.
I think it flickers a little bit upon impact like the original blades do.
Right.
But again, it's not that dirty blade that Kylo Ren. That's the entire appeal behind that blade. Even if they didn't – obviously, if they couldn't figure out a way, let's say, to make it ragged. Although I think they could have with a separate piece that maybe wrapped around the blade. They could have given you something to get an effect.
Right.
A translucent piece of – something,
yeah,
you know, that just kind of reflected the light a little bit.
Sleeve,
yeah, something, right? But it even just doesn't flicker enough. Like Kylo's holding that blade, and you kind of get the impression like it's like a car that may not start.
I was gonna say it looks like any second it's just gonna cut off.
Right.
Yeah.
So they and I don't know how they would have done that other than maybe just make it intermittently flicker,
right?
Like randomly put in a random flicker to it. They could do it with fucking Christmas lights.
I know.
They could do it with a saber in 2015.
A $200
saber. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I just aesthetically, it's not enough. It's not right enough for me to want to get it. Personal opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right.
I still want to see it though.
Cosplay
Vinny said he's going to show it to me, so I'll have a better report once I've held it in my hand.
Sure. Other products. What have you actually opened up, played with? I played with a couple of the 6-inch Black Series figures.
They're good.
The First Order Trooper, though, feels, and I'm pretty positive, is a little bit lighter than the original 6-inch.
Oh, they might have changed plastics.
Yeah, but it makes it feel he feels flimsier to me. Like he doesn't feel as look, and it's for display purposes, who gives a fuck, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But when you hold it, right, and since I take my toys out, right, and I like to
not like, a poser.
Yeah. It feels cheaper to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I agree with you on that. He feels all right to me.
I don't know. It just
you have a regular Stormy there.
Well, I'm not easily accessed, but I have Luke at least as a trooper.
Okay, so there's definitely a difference in the plastic.
Yeah, like, but it feels cheaper.
I don't know that I would go so far as to say cheaper.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe it was a conscientious change.
You want it to be fucked up. That's what it is.
No, I don't. I love it. I mean, I was happy that it's one of the only ones I got that night. I'll cherish that figure forever.
Well,
not forever. But yeah, it feels cheap to me. Yeah, I don't know.
I wish they had done the holster for this little pistol.
Yeah, no holster. Yeah, because that would have been too expensive to put a cut in that fucking little thing. The Funko pieces are exactly what you expect them to be.
Right.
Right, bobbleheads. I don't understand why they still have to do Star Wars as bobbleheads. That bothers me, by the way, too.
That's a licensing
thing, but
yeah.
And I haven't played with my Lego X-Wing yet, but that's coming up soon.
I also have not had the opportunity to personally play with BB-8, the Sphero one.
Oh, I was going to ask you what your experience was.
I haven't had the opportunity, but everybody I know that played with it said this is as close to an actual droid as we're going to get right now, as opposed to the remote control version that is a Target exclusive,
right?
Which apparently is garbage. Oof. It rolls so slow.
I don't got it.
It really has a lot of difficulty.
Sure.
Sorry.
That's all right. I see that series 2 of 6 inches starting to hit because yeah. I'm seeing people with their Phasma figures already, and yep. That other guard, that new
red guy, whatever he is, the Deadpool of the
Star Wars universe. So I have to get my hands on a Phasma. I did go bobblehead on Phasma, but I do want to get the 6-inch Phasma.
I got the Disney diecast Phasma.
Right.
So the thing with the diecast ones is kind of great for us in a sense because they display very well.
Sure.
From the front.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They have markings on the back.
No, they have bolts, just flat out bolts.
Oh, yeah,
the
right.
Bolt holes are in the back. But I mean, that's fine. It's not that big a deal. I mean, they're beautiful figures, and for $5 more than the $20
plastic ones.
They have great articulation. They look really good. They're, you know, like it's a Phasma that's shiny, you know, like.
But, so that's, I'm glad you said that. I've been looking at some of the pictures of the 6-inch Phasma.
Uh-huh.
She kind of looks shiny.
Yeah, it's not.
I can't tell if it's the lighting or.
Here's the problem is they should have vacked her.
Of course they should have.
They should have vacked
especially, her. Especially, and Hasbro knows how to fucking do it. They did it with Devastator.
Yep.
The Transformers piece. They could have figured it out. Have you seen, because I have still not seen in retail, and I'm hitting stores 2 and 3 times a week at this point.
Wow.
I'm still looking for the 2 and 3 packs.
Nope.
I'm still looking for that BB-8.
Nope. Haven't seen them.
Like, I have not seen them on pegs. Amazon doesn't have them either.
Yep.
Like, I'm kind of pissed.
There's a second wave that's going to hit at the end of the month.
I don't want the second wave. I want the fucking first
wave. Sir, second wave of the first wave of product.
Oh, okay.
So one assumes that we'll have a better opportunity to get it.
Have you seen wave 2 of the 6-inch yet anywhere? I've seen, it seems like they're on the West Coast.
Yeah.
A couple of people I know that got them already
actually
got them in Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of Disney product apparently that's floating out there that we don't know about.
No. But they got the Black Series.
Disney
must have gotten early shipments.
What a surprise.
It makes me a little bit hopeful that maybe when I go at the end of the year, I might have access to some stuff in Florida. Crossing my fingers. We'll see.
Hopefully.
What else? I'm trying to think if there was. I think that was it Star Wars wise. Did you have anything else that you've done or played with?
No.
I want to quickly talk about something that's not Star Wars related just because.
What?
I had no idea that these were out, but
what?
Of course,
let me see that.
Shared it to me. These are DC Comics Deluxe minifigs that apparently work with, there's a game as well. Of course, I have the Green Arrow piece.
Of course.
Because why wouldn't I? Oh, can I speak about fucking Green Arrow, by the way? And I need your help on this. I need help from listeners on this one. I can't find still, also I'm looking for this every week, the 12-inch soap bottle Green Arrow.
Shampoo bottle.
Shampoo bottle Green Arrow.
From what series?
That same series that they have that 12-inch Batman, Joker, Robin, Superman,
there's a Green
Aquaman,
Arrow in there?
There's a Green Arrow, and he's awesome, and I can't find him.
Okay.
So he's out there.
Maybe he's just starting to hit.
No, I've been looking for well over a month.
Oh.
So, you know, see one. Hit me up. Let me know.
Yo, help a brother out,
man. Might take that off your hands. But these figures are all right. They're kind of cool. I can't get a sense of who's in the line because the back of the package doesn't even have Green Arrow on it. But clearly he's in the line.
He could be the rare Chase figure.
But again, it's download the minifigs app from your app store, and you can play as your official card and character that you have the figure of. They're not too hard. I mean, this is a new 52 design, although the artwork is classic.
I know, it's like, pretty funny. Like I was going to mention that.
It's like, what? but it's cool. It's a cool little figure. And again, if you're Batman, Superman, if you're a classic Justice League fan, you probably want to seek those out.
Now, does he have the arrow gun?
He does not have the arrow gun, thank God. No, they got rid of the arrow gun fairly early on in the book. As soon as what's-his-name came over, as soon as Jeff Lemire came on the book, and he was like, no, fuck this noise. Get rid of the arrow gun.
Arrow gun.
This is not fucking... This is not Buck Green Arrow. This is... this is not Arrow in Da Hood. This is fucking... This is Green Arrow.
No, it's my arrow gack, arrow. Son. Yeah, it's exactly. My arrow gack.
Silliness. Silliness! That's it. I think we can move into some plugs, unless you have anything else.
No, I mean, and the first thing we should talk about...
Nope, I want to plug things that are not our own first.
Oh.
Can we do that?
I guess.
All right. We'll plug our own thing. Let's put emphasis on it at the end.
Okay.
Plug other people's things. Superheroes for Hospice.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of ours, right?
We're November the 7th. Yeah.
So that's coming up very soon.
Wait, isn't that Pearl Harbor Day? November 7th, 1941. I think it is.
Also in November is Garden City Comic Fest, which... I think we're going to hopefully go to at least one of the 2 days. I think one of the days we have something going on, but the other day we don't.
We do?
Yeah, but we can't talk about what it is because
we
hasn't been officially announced.
What?
But we have something going on the Saturday, so hopefully we'll attend the event on the Sunday.
Right.
So that's the 21st and the 22nd, I believe, of November.
I got to reach out to those guys.
I spoke to someone we know that is associated with it, and I'm pretty sure we're already on the list again if we want to.
Wonderful.
And I will just firm up with that person the next day or two.
Dude.
Going on right now, you need to go support this if you're a Skeleton Warriors fan, if you got that first.
Oh, yeah.
Figures. The October Toys Toy Break Grimskull.
Yeah, Grimskull.
It's 6 days left to go. It's just under 50% funded. So hopefully you've checked that out. The figure is awesome, though.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you have the Baron Von Dark and the other, like the Titan Skeleton
and
stuff from the first Kickstarter, how could you not want to continue this?
Yeah.
It's pretty epic. So please check that out. I have the link posted to that in the episode post. So
nice.
The link is there. And then this is something that is not in our ballywick like the other things we've talked about.
Nice use of the word ballywick, sir.
But a very good friend of the show who has supported us in our fundraising campaigns every year and continues to do so is involved with a charity organization called Hugging Heroes and Hugs for Bree. And it's all about pediatric cancer awareness, and they're raising funds. And they currently have a new campaign going on over at huggingheroes.org. And he said, look, you know, would you mind mentioning it? And I said, absolutely not. You're a good egg. You always have been. And look, we'd like to bring awareness to good causes.
Of course.
So check out huggingheroes.org. It's a multi-charity campaign designed to promote awareness for pediatric cancer and to inspire action to support the fight against it. So check that out and show some support to the people who support us.
Absolutely.
And with that, we can move into, of course, the Begathon is still going strong.
Going strong. New auctions happening on a weekly basis now. keep checking BigKevGeekStuff.com or BKGeekStuff for those auction links on Amazon. We want to thank on eBay.
Right.
We want to thank everybody that's taken part so far. Still great stuff to come. I understand if you're a 3A fan,
nice.
Next week could be a good week for you.
And of course, this funding all goes into the show, Comic Con, and everything else.
Yes.
New York Comic Con, we will be at booth 129.
As of right now.
We've announced two exclusives, the Rich Page exclusive.
Dickie Page?
Yep, which is Sophia Margarita. That's the New York pizza slice, which is an awesome piece. And again, man, already, I got another three emails this week. Technically, we have more interest than there are figures already. So
you know what that means?
Get there early on Thursday.
The moment the door opens, you got to run.
We also have two exclusive pieces by another UK artist, Tailored Curiosity. So check those out. I posted pictures of those online. We're going to have some prints again this year from some artists that we're working with. So so look for some information on that. And I think that one.
I think you're right.
So don't forget, you can check us out online at bkgeekstuff.com. You can find us on Twitter at krmarlow, at bkgeekstuff, and at geekstuffog. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/bkgeekstuff, and of course over at the GVM line,
425-920-6050.
And you can leave us a voicemail, and you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kids Geekstuff.
Just like the fellas we're thanking right now, which is Agent Smith.
That's right.
And the doofus from the top of the show.
That's right. So there you go. And with that, Big Kev.
With that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we end some episodes, by saying, troll the respawn, Jeremy.
And on that note, we cue the music.